In this bulletin, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian apologises over the Ruby Princess debacle. A report into diversity in the Australian media shows presenters primarily have an Anglo-Celtic background. And in the AFL, the interstate battle for grand final hosting rights continues. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The leader of New South Wales has delivered an apology to citizens who became infected with coronavirus from the Ruby Princess cruise ship. On Friday, an inquiry report criticised New South Wales Health for allowing passengers to exit the ship despite several having flu-like symptoms. The outbreak on the Ruby Princess led to 28 deaths, including some overseas, while 62 people who were not passengers became unwell. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has admitted the risk assessment should have been higher instead of officials declaring the concern low risk.
And I want to apologise unreservedly to anybody who is continuing to suffer or has suffered unimaginable loss because of mistakes that were made within our health agencies.
The New South Wales government remains concerned about daily case numbers from unknown sources. Another 7 new cases have been found in New South Wales, including one traveller in hotel quarantine. New guidelines order anyone with COVID-19 symptoms not to return to school until they receive a negative test outcome. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's worried about undetected strains of coronavirus in West and Southwest Sydney. Victoria has recorded its deadliest day of the pandemic with 25 new fatalities. Some 282 additional cases of COVID-19 have been reported. 22 of the new deaths are linked to aged care facilities. Premier Daniel Andrews is urging anyone with flu-like symptoms to come forward for testing, particularly in regional Victoria.
We just can't allow any sense of complacency to creep in here. This is an ultra marathon and we just have to keep pushing forward each and every day.
The new deaths take the state tally to 334 and the national toll to 421. A fresh outbreak of coronavirus cases in New Zealand has forced the Prime Minister to delay the country's election until mid-October. The city of Auckland is back in level 3 lockdown after almost 60 new cases linked to a community cluster prompted restrictions to start again. Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says 5 people are in hospital with COVID-19, but he wants life to return to normal.
So the 9 new confirmed cases today bring our total number of cases to 1,280. That is our total number of confirmed cases. And the total number of active cases is 78, of which 58 are our cases that relate to this community cluster, and 20 are imported cases that are in managed isolation, actually in our quarantine facility.
A new report has found 3/4 of all presenters, reporters and commentators on Australian television come from an Anglo-Celtic background. The study from Media Diversity Australia, in conjunction with 4 universities, analysed 81 news programs over 2 weeks in June last year. It found just 6% of all presenters, reporters and commentators on Australian TV come from an Indigenous or non-European background. Media Diversity Australia Director Antoinette Latouf says the report is needed because unlike the United Kingdom and the United States, there's a lack of data about Australia's news media.
We realise the scale of the problem in Australian television, news and current affairs. Well, actually, the news media industry more broadly was quite pronounced. But unlike the US and the UK, we didn't have any data to measure just where the most concerted efforts need to be placed. And we thought the starting point is to count culture, to have the data, and then you've got a benchmark so that we can measure progress in years to come.
In sport, Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk won't speculate about AFL Grand Final plans as discussions continue about its location for this year. Ms. Palaszczuk says the AFL will make the decision about whether the event will be held outside Victoria because of the coronavirus, and the talks are ongoing.
We're going to work very closely behind the scenes, and if the decision is made for it not to be held in Melbourne, Queensland has hosted the bulk of the competition, and I would hope that people living in Victoria would also support Queensland.
Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers and 17 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing 15. Melbourne, much the same, 16. Hobart, a shower or two, 14. Canberra, similar conditions, 13. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, also cloudy, 22. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, sunny and 28. And Darwin, also sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.